Hello everybody and welcome to this session, Writing for Video, part of the Marketing Profs Marketing Writing Bootcamp. Really excited to be speaking to you all today, so let's go ahead and jump right into the session. Firstly, a little bit of an introduction to me. My name's Adam Hayes, I'm Head of Content here at Wise Owl, one of the world's leading creators of animated explainer videos. Explainer videos are basically elevator pitch style videos. They explain products, services, ideas and concepts in short, engaging videos that tend to run anywhere between 30 seconds and about 2 minutes. For those of you guessing where this strange accent comes from, we're based here in the northwest of England, just outside Liverpool. I was the first dedicated copywriter hired by Wise Owl back in 2013, and in the 6 and a bit years that have followed, I've written literally hundreds, if not thousands, of video scripts for our clients. It's been a wild ride and a very enjoyable one so far. If you've got any questions today, if I miss anything, or you just maybe can't understand my dodgy accent, I'd be delighted to follow up at the conclusion of today's session. You can see my contact details on screen right now. So looking ahead to today's session, here's what I'm looking forward to sharing with you guys. I'm planning on littering our session today with dozens of tips and tricks to help you get clear about your messaging and communicate that in a coherent video script. I'll share a personal favourite video storytelling formula that'll help you get a first draft down incredibly easily and quickly. And I'll show you the actual document myself and my team here at Wise Owl have used. In fact, we'll be looking at that in the next minute or two, so stay tuned. Just to give you a little running order, we'll first be looking at why writing for video is such a great opportunity for writers and marketers in general. We'll then be talking about the quirks of writing for video, what makes it different from writing other types of copy. Next, I'll be walking you through our script documents, as I mentioned. Then I'll go step by step through the video writing process. I'll walk you through that four-part formula I mentioned for great marketing videos, and I'll underpin this with a pretty simple but fun working example to help you understand exactly how this all comes to life. So let's go ahead and jump right in. So I want to touch firstly on why write for video. Why is this all so important? Well, as you can see from some of the stats on screen right now, video is incredibly popular and only becoming more so. Our State of Video Marketing survey, which we run every year here at Wise Owl, shows more brands continuing to invest in video, more brands seeing a great return on their investment, and audiences relating with video content in more powerful ways all the time. And naturally, as more people invest in video, publish more content, and more content is available to the audience, we're seeing more noise and competition, meaning that only the really great stuff cuts through. Writing for video is a really important string to your bow right now, because whether you're a freelancer, an in-house writer, a hobbyist, a business owner looking to tell your story, there's every chance that writing for video is going to be a skill that puts you in demand and helps you communicate through the noise I mentioned earlier. Now, I'm a big believer that great writing is great writing regardless of the medium, but to state the blindingly obvious, video is a little bit different for a few of the reasons I've called out on screen here. One of the most obvious reasons for this is that you're not really writing the end product. What do I mean by this? Well, when you write a book, say, or a blog post, your project lives or dies based on the words you choose and very little else. So when you're writing for video, on the other hand, there are more components. A great video depends on everything from the quality of the idea all the way through to execution. It means you need to think about more than just great writing. You need to be on top of the latest design trends to make sure you're coming up with a visual concept that cuts the mustard. And equally, in an era in which long-form content reigns supreme, and as writers we're all being encouraged to get more and more detail, more comprehensive information into our writing, writing for video really requires a different skill set and mindset. Less is more, attention spans are short, and the challenge really is writing as little as possible to create the biggest possible impact. It's about making your words work harder. And of course, you're often writing copy that's going to be read aloud, whether that's by a voiceover artist or by whoever else. This means voice is an even more important consideration than usual. It needs to be authentic to the speaker in order to sound credible and believable. So let's take a look at the script document we use here at Wise Owl. As you can see, there's nothing revolutionary about this. It doesn't look the most sophisticated document, but this simple document has been the starting point for literally thousands of videos. I've used this document to write scripts for animated explainer videos, interactive videos, video blogs designed to be filmed in front of camera, product demo videos, screen recorded software demo videos, and pretty much everything in between. As you can see, the document's split into two clear sections. On the left-hand side here, we see the voiceover for the video. Occasionally, we'll write scripts for videos without voiceover, and this section simply becomes text on screen instead. This is basically the part of the script for all dialogue and voiceover narration. We'll cover some specific tips and tricks for writing voiceover later on in the session, but for now, just thought it'd be useful to talk you through the split of the documents. Here on the right-hand side of the screen, we have the action on screen section, which is very simply a written description of what's going to be happening on screen while the video is playing out. This is obviously sequential. As you can probably tell, we break the script down into smaller chunks, meaning that each point we make in the voiceover has a clear, proportionate visual to match. Again, we'll talk about some tips to do this later on, but a good way to think of this is that the voiceover, or the left-hand side of the document, is really everything you are going to hear in the video, and the action on screen on the right is everything you're going to see. So it's a nice split between audio and visual. It's pretty easy to build a script document like this out in Google Docs, which is also a great tool for collaborating on the script writing process. People are obviously able to log in, collaborate remotely on a document in real time using Google Docs. And as you can see on screen, you just create a blank document, hit insert, add a table with two columns and as many rows as you like, label those two columns as voiceover and action on screen or whatever it is that you like to label them as. And you've got yourself a very simple, functional script document that can be edited by yourself and your team throughout this process. So now let's talk a little bit about how we fill that document with the nuts and bolts we need for a great video. Firstly, we talk about writing for video as one big label, but that is obviously one huge label for many different types of content. I've flashed a few different types of videos up on screen. We can see explainer videos, education training videos, customer support videos, recruitment videos, product videos, social media videos, so many different types of video out there. And it's important to be aware that each of these different subsets of video content will have its own rules. They've got different audiences, which means they've got different ideal lengths, different styles. Some will be short, some will be long. The same script document and the same broad principles will generally apply across many of these different types of video, but it's just important to bear in mind that not all videos are exactly the same. So knowing your purpose is a really important first step. It's important to understand what you're trying to achieve with your video, what you want your viewer to go away with, how long they've got to watch it and things like that. And that'll all give you the best possible chance of making sure that you create a script designed to achieve your goals. Based on this decision, it's always a good next step to go ahead and seek some inspiration. Stephen King famously said, as pretty much every writer will probably know, if you don't have time to read, you don't have the time or the tools to write. And this is such a great quote when it comes to writing for video as well. This idea of being able to immerse yourself in great content is as important, if not more so, in video writing, since our expertise obviously is writing. It isn't design, animation, cinematography, or any other of the various disciplines that make up video production. And while we're probably pretty confident we can write some great copy, we may not know anything at all, certainly when we're starting out, about what makes great video. So researching and gaining inspiration is such an important process because it allows you to start weeding out the stuff you like from the stuff you really don't. You can gauge the typical length, patterns, start to pull together an idea of what it is that you want from your own video based on the things you've seen in other people's work. A few sources of inspiration are on the screen right now. Ice Cream Hater is a great source of inspiration when it comes to the latest and greatest animated videos. I use this quite a lot in my own role. Dribbble is a invite-only community of designers who share their work online, and it's a good source of inspiration visually. And as you can see, we've got a pretty helpful resource specific to explainer videos here at WiseOwl, which features more than 173 fantastic explainer videos, and you can filter them by industry, style, and a bunch of other criteria to help you find something that's really perfect for whatever project it may be that you're working on. Beyond these places, you might find it's helpful to search Google for inspiration, search YouTube, find videos you like, videos you don't. Based on this, you can identify your starting point visually, narratively, and then start to think about how you'll tailor that and make it your own. Not only do you need to be clear about your video's purpose, you also need to decide on a visual style. As you can see here on screen, there are a lot of types of video: live action, sketch style, animated, screen recorded, 3D, and probably dozens of others. It's really important early in the process to decide which is the right style for you and get this decision agreed with whoever else needs to be involved in that. This means you have a clear visual idea of what the video is going to look and feel like, which can help you come up with visuals with that clear vision and focus in mind, one clear line of thinking throughout. It's really hard to create visuals without a clear vision of what the video is going to actually look like, and deciding this as early as possible in the process will just help you avoid confusion and complications and rewrites and edits that aren't exactly necessary further down the line. Next, we need to talk about audience, and it's no exaggeration to say that the audience is really everything when it comes to writing great video. Your audience really determines every aspect of your messaging. Firstly, and perhaps most importantly, are they opted in? Do they have to watch? If not, you really need to be mindful of how long you expect them to watch your video, because you probably don't need me to tell you, attention spans can be short. If they have a choice other than watching your video, you need to grab their attention right away and get to the point quickly before they lose interest. It probably sounds quite severe and quite harsh, but that's the reality. You can't take a second of their time for granted, because believe me, they'll be gone. If they are opted in, for example, if it's an educational video or training video that they're required to watch, and that you know that you can sort of take their attention for granted a little bit, then the video can be longer. But my advice is keep it short if possible when your audience isn't opted in. Like with any marketing copy, we also want to be talking the right language, using the right tone, and purely in terms of constructing a compelling narrative, we want to make sure we're fundamentally clear about who our audience is and what problems they're facing. This will all become more clear as we go into our storytelling formula. We want our audience to really relate to what we're saying. Finally, we need to be conscious of where they might be watching the video. So at the end of the video, we can signpost them towards whatever it is we want them to do next. So, you know, we don't want them to tell them to visit our website if they're already on our website. So it's just about making that natural, contextual, and tailoring the video messaging according to where they're most likely to be watching it. We usually call this the call to action, and I'll cover it in more detail shortly. I've touched on this a few times already, but when writing for video, particularly marketing videos designed to sell a product or service, you need to be crystal clear about what to include and pretty ruthless in what you leave out. I always suggest making a plan or creating a brief document for a client to complete that unpacks this information. Keep this plan short and realistic. You aren't going to get across everything in your video, and you shouldn't try, because people will just stop watching mid-video. It's human nature, after all, to be distracted and get bored. The idea is to include just enough information that your viewer is interested to take the next step in the journey. As I've mentioned on screen there, 130 words, a professionally paced voiceover generally amounts to around a minute of audio, so keep that in mind. A quick word count on the left-hand side of your document should give you an idea of how long your voiceover is as you work. So if you want to get your whole message across in a minute, you've got 130 words, which is a tall order, but you might be surprised how much ground you can cover in that space. Finally, have a think about the rough narrative for your video. If you're using characters, what's going to be the story arc? If it's a live action video, what do you plan to say in the beginning, middle, and end of your video? If it's a product video, what are the features and angles you plan to show, and in what order? The more time you spend planning this, the easier the script writing process is likely to be. If you're struggling for structuring your plan, maybe this will help. So let's take a look at an actual formula for a really strong first draft for a marketing video. I've used this formula to write for everything from cloud storage solutions and online security through to curry houses and construction companies. It's a tried and tested copy formula and incredibly versatile. There are four key components here, as you can see. We've got problem, solution, benefits, and call to action. Let's go through each of those. So firstly, we want to establish the problem, the pain. We want to talk about the headache, the challenge that our viewer has, and we want to manipulate that as evocatively as possible. We're saying to the audience, you don't have our product yet, so look how bad things are. You're wasting time, you're losing money, you're losing sleep, you're missing time with your family, you're pulling your hair out. We want the viewer to look at this and say, yes, that's me. It's all about building empathy. Next, we go into the solution. We want to briefly introduce your product, your service, whatever it may be, the solution to the problems that we just outlined in the first part. Now we want to throw in a few leading benefits. These are the things that just add to the case you're making and really make the viewer sit up and take notice. They may be USPs, things that differentiate you from the competition. We're not trying to convince them to buy here and now. We're just piquing their curiosity and getting them ever more interested in what we have to say and what we have to offer. And finally, we want to finish with a call to action, which is kind of like a signpost at the end of a road. This always wraps up your video. It's usually the last thing in the video, and the more people see it, the better. As we've established, you can't say everything about your product in 1 minute, however fast you talk. So this is a signpost for your viewers who get to the end of the video to find out more. It might be checking out your website, scheduling a consultation with you, downloading a piece of content, downloading an app, signing up for updates, joining a beta, starting a free trial or demo. The list is almost endless, but be explicit in what's the best thing for interested viewers to do next. Again, there are two parts to a great script, and both are important. You shouldn't write one without at least considering the other. But I thought I'd split this up into two to give you some tips and best practices for both parts of the script. Let's look quickly at how we can write great voiceover. Firstly, to revisit that all-important rule, aim for 130 words per minute in terms of pacing. You can do it faster or slower than this, but this is just a great benchmark in terms of it being at a steady, digestible pace that's perfect for visuals to accompany what you're saying and make for a really easily digestible message for your audience. Make your copy bold, clear, and concise. I'll shout out some tools shortly that'll help you achieve this. Make sure you're always at least thinking about your visuals when you're writing your voiceover. Otherwise, it can be quite difficult to retrospectively add in visuals for voiceover that's hard to come up with concepts to illustrate. And finally, keep in mind that speaker voice. This is going to be read aloud by an actual person, so make it authentic, conversational. It's always a good idea to identify what voice is going to be reading so that you can try and emulate that in your copy as closely as possible. Next, let's talk about how to write great visuals, great action on screen. First things first, you need to make a conscious effort to be as thorough and descriptive as possible. The illustrator or filmmaker who picks up your script is often going to be reading it for the first time, so we need to make sure they can fully understand your vision. So as a super basic example, don't write character animates onto screen. Instead, try to write something like a middle-aged business professional character female animates onto screen. It's not our natural wheelhouse as writers, but we also need to consider the flow of the video, the way in which each scene transitions from one to the next with constant elements that we can follow and take us from one scene to another. This is ultimately a video that we're writing, not a PowerPoint presentation. So while the script can be disjointed in the way it's broken up into chunks, as we mentioned, it's important to take into account the overall movement throughout the video. Use Google Images, Dribbble, and other sources of inspiration liberally, and build those images and GIFs into your script. It's much easier to show than tell when it comes to articulating a vision or idea that you have. We'll cover that in more detail shortly, and I'll show you a great tool that can help you do it too. Now let's quickly look at some of the mistakes and pitfalls to avoid when you're writing for video. These are some of the mistakes I've seen and indeed made plenty of times over the years. Firstly, I've mentioned here, we want to avoid long sections of voiceover or video where nothing's really happening on the screen. You really don't want to be rifling through 15 or 20 seconds of content about your brand while a poor, unfortunate character sort of stands there looking at the camera or waving on loop like the three guys I've put on screen. Nobody should ever wave for 15 seconds except maybe the Queen. The same goes for not enough voiceover. Trying to fit in loads of animation or footage when you don't have enough messaging to cover generally means you have to cut up the audio, which results in pauses and can really hurt the narrative flow of the video. There's a fairly scary looking equation on screen which will help you calculate how long each section of voiceover should take. Just divide the number of words in your script by 130, then multiply that by 60. you'll quickly be able to work out the number of seconds of voiceover. There's an easier way to calculate this using an online tool, which I'll show you shortly. And finally, just another reminder to concentrate on how you can transition from one scene to another. Although our script document is split up into sections, we don't want that for our final video. We want it to feel like one continuous journey. A good way to do this is by selecting an element in your video to be a constant, an element that keeps moving our story forward. I wanted to give a really simple example of this, and on screen right now, you can kind of see what I mean. In this video we made with our friends at Easy Money, it's that simple white line moving from left to right. It animates across screen and just joins everything together. If we didn't have that element moving us from scene to scene, you can imagine that this might be quite PowerPointy, with simple icons and illustrations just sort of animating, flashing on and off screen. The line makes it instead feel like one big journey, simple but effective. Okay, so just to recap, let's run through the whole video writing process I outlined earlier, but rather than just talking in hypotheticals, let's use a super simple, fun example that everyone will understand. We're going to create a video that explains the value of apples. I know it's really silly, but bear with me. So we talked about knowing our purpose. We're going to treat this as an explainer video, by which I mean we're going to educate and sell the benefits of apples to our audience in a really quick, bite-sized way, no pun intended. We talked about seeking inspiration. I've obviously watched a few great explainer videos and have a clear idea of how I'd like to make my video. Next, we're going to decide on our video style, and I think the natural fit for this one is animation. I want to include characters, depict my ideal target customer in their natural environment, and tell an interesting story. So animation with characters, great way to do that. We talked about knowing our audience. Now, technically, everybody in the